This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to share your thoughts and opinions. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ian.
And this whole Ukraine thing has been interesting. We were just talking with Dave Ridley about Ukraine, and there's so many different perspectives on it. And Ian, I tend to prefer your perspective, which is that, you know, you had these two territories within Ukraine that wanted to secede and declare independence. And
supposedly.
That's in a large part, allegedly, what this entire fight is about going on in Ukraine. I mean, there's no real good answer, but everything we've seen from the Ukrainian government is just vicious tyranny. And they're accusing Russian soldiers of, you know, mass rape and all this other stuff. And that's horrible if they're doing that. I don't know if they're doing that or not. But I do know what the Ukrainian government is doing. And they are clamping down on free speech. And they are now evidently prohibiting cryptocurrency purchases in the Ukrainian dollar, the Ukrainian
whatever it's called.
Yeah. And there's something else they did that I shared recently on Twitter. I don't remember exactly now off the top of my head what it was, but it just... I think I said that Zelensky was competing with the guy in El Salvador, Bukele, for just being every bit as bad as Vladimir Putin is supposed to be, according to Western media, because he's this former KGB, this evil monster who's all about torture and oppressing dissidents, and that sounds horrible. But that's exactly what Zelensky in Ukraine is doing, and it's what Bukele in El Salvador are doing. So it's like, which one of these three evil people is really the evil person the media is portraying them to be?
All of them.
Yes. That's just to be my perspective. But before we get into that, we're going to get back to Eric Voorhees and Shapeshift. But before we do that, we have Jet calling from Seattle. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what I'd like to... doing that is ask Bonnie a couple quick questions and then get on to the topic of Ukraine.
Okay.
You probably heard me a few times on the radio, and one of the major things that I try to promote is this concept of not ever using the term government. Do you recall that?
Yep.
And how do you feel about that? In other words, do you understand that what I'm getting at, that there really is no such thing, that it's this whole concept is all in one's mind?
I get it, but I also don't think that it's that easy to just never use the word government, since that's what everybody else understands when I'm talking about these people.
Well, it's not easy, but there are about six different substitutes. We won't go over those right now, but getting back to the...
but I could say these criminals, and me and Ari and Ian will know what I'm talking about, but you have to think of the listener.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I suggest all kinds of things like tyrants and despots and all that good stuff. But does anyone there know who Charles Rettig is?
Nope.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
How about Christopher Wray?
Nope.
No.
How about Alejandro Mayorkas?
I mean, I can throw out a bunch of names, too.
What's the point?
Yeah, why are you asking?
Okay, the point is, these are Biden's top generals, his top henchmen. Rettig is with the IRS, Christopher Wray is DHS, and Mayorkas, of course, is FBI. And the reason I bring that up is there are so many people who don't understand that we just exist, you know, in the realm of these of kings and gangs and other types of people who love to lord over each other. And my point has always been that the problem is the concept of kings. That if we somehow could eliminate that in our minds, in our way of thinking, in our dealing with each other, that's when we will taste the freedom that God had intended. the example.
That seems like it's going to be harder than one would like. I mean, the concept of kings, by and large, it has been eroded. The average American doesn't think of their ruler in terms of kings and queens. They don't even use the term ruler. They think of them as leaders.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Americans right now who are putting Elon Musk up on a pedestal. And can we have Elon Musk run my state? Literally, I saw that on Twitter today. God. I was like, oh, God.
But even when they talk about,
what you're talking about here is sort of a great man problem. The idea that whether they be calling themselves a king or a general or a president or whatever, the idea that is false is that there could be a great man who will lead us all to freedom or whatever it is they want to be led to. And no, there are no great men. They're all fallible humans.
Bringing the focus back into Ukraine, it's a perfect example of one king, so to speak, one person calling themselves, giving himself a title, just not recognizing the existence of some other kingdom. And so what I suggest is that the foundation of all freedom for every land and culture is to accept that there is no such thing as government. They're only people, just other humans. There are, like I said, there are despots and henchmen and kings and princes and all these other people who wish to lord over you.
Well, that's certainly true. And a lot of what we try to do here on Free Talk Live is to reach the average person and convince them that, you know, that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of these people who are ruling over them, your city councilors, your senators, your representatives, they're just ordinary people.
That's exactly true, and that's why every time someone mentions a title like that, it should be reflected back to say this is just somebody else's made-up thing. It's a fiction. Whether it's a country, whether it's a position, whatever it is, it's just something made up. And once we start to ignore those things and acknowledge the fact that they really don't exist, that they are fictions.
Yeah, but you're attacking people's religious beliefs at that point. And that's why we get so much pushback to it. They refuse, first of all, to recognize that it is a religious belief. And even if they do acknowledge that, it's so fundamental to their entire worldview that it's like trying to convince a Christian who's you know, been a pastor for the last 40 years that there isn't a God. It's just a complete waste of time because their entire...
I don't know if it's a waste of time. I mean, you had a conversation, at least one, more than one, I believe, when you were running for sheriff on some podcasts where you spoke with someone who was, let's say, a liberal, coming from a skeptical, liberal, atheist kind of perspective, and you pointed out to this person the trappings of religion that just drip from the state, that they're all over the place. And you made very crystal clear examples of the pews in a courthouse, the flag and the hymns, and, you know, the man in a robe, and there's so many different examples of it.
I think it's a waste of time when it's not the topic of the discussion, when I'm like just saying, oh, and then the government did this and you shouldn't comply with this. If I stop every time I say government or president or, and I say, but that's a made up position, we're just going to run out of time on the radio.
Well, but the point I was making was that Aria, she was able to get a response from this person that was very positive. He said at the end of whatever it was you had said, the interviewer said, wow, you know, I'd never really thought about it that way. And those are those gears turning.
That's the key to freedom. That's the only key to freedom, and I'll just wrap it up there, the idea that once you change your mind and eliminate all these other titles and concepts and paradigms, once you come to the understanding.
I get it, man, but you say, I get it, Jet. Thank you so much for the call tonight.
He's not wrong.
I don't think it's the number one.
But he says, well, once you convince someone to change their mind, once you've done the almost impossible part, it's pretty easy after that.
Sure.
Once you convince someone to change their mind, it's really easy to convince them to change their mind.
Yeah, once
I also don't think it's the number one platform. I think the number one base thing people need to recognize before even thinking about, wait, maybe I need to disassemble this entire hierarchy I have in my head that's made up, is that they rule themselves, and they're the only ones in control of themselves. I think that's where it starts. And people don't have that simple, maybe Ian was born with it, but most people don't. They think, I'm ruled by the laws that are written down. They don't know anything about natural law.
I mean, you're right, and it's not impossible to reach people, right? But they do have to be sort of an open-minded person in the first place. You're just not going to reach the average Republican or the average Democrat with these ideas, I don't think. Maybe you disagree. Give us a call. Let us know. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Free Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where, as always, you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ian.
And we're talking about cryptocurrency in a lot of ways here tonight. And if you're sitting there wondering, what is cryptocurrency and how can you get started learning about it, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take just a few minutes to watch a few videos. I think the first video is like 3 minutes long or something like that. And you can learn the very basics of this important world-changing information. Of course, if you want to learn more than the basics, they have all of that stuff there as well. But if you already know the basics, check out news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all the news and headlines that are relevant to you. You can even get some Bitcoin at bitcoin.com, as I understand it, which could be a good idea. As I understand it, Bitcoin is on sale. I think it's at like $38,000, $39,000. I don't know exactly.
Last time I looked, it was somewhere around there.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. But, you know, I live here in New Hampshire where cryptocurrency is kind of popular. So when it drops down to $38,000, I tend to hear about it. So Bitcoin.com, if you want to pick up some while it's on sale. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. Talking about Eric Voorhees here, and
Specifically, the decentralized autonomous organization that he transferred his centralized corporation from into.
Yes, and this happened sometime last year.
6 months ago.
And now he's doing sort of a retrospective of how things have changed. He cited that there were three primary reasons for it. The first one, was
the white paper, yeah.
Yeah. Which is that, you know, shapeshift being centralized, it kind of runs counter to the whole idea of cryptocurrency in the first place. And I tend to agree with him about that. That's sort of why I'm not a big fan of places like Coinbase and Kraken and all of these other exchanges, because cryptocurrency is supposed to belong to no one. It's supposed to belong to the masses. I mean, cryptocurrency as an idea is not supposed to be, it's not supposed to have a gatekeeper.
That's why I always think it's crazy that the government is even believes that they have the ability to write laws about cryptocurrency. It's just like, it's not your thing you set out. It's not owned by a company that you incorporated.
They're going to try to control anything moves.
I get that, but it's just crazy.
They believe
that people accept that.
The state believes they deserve a cut of anything that moves.
And beyond that, they want to be able to control it rather than just taking a cut, because then they can inflate it. They can secretly take cuts from it without the average person realizing.
But they can't do that. They
can't stop people from. They want to be able to do that, to stop people.
They want to, but they can't.
Yeah, that's how they actually pay for all of their wars and their boondoggles and stuff like that. The amount of taxes they're collecting, it's not paying for any significant portion of the wars or any of that.
It doesn't even pay off the interest of the debt.
No, what's actually paying for that is inflation. And that's why they don't like cryptocurrency, because they can't inflate it.
Correct. So do you want to hear more about the reasons? So he talked about how there's the ideological one of the ethos of crypto. The second reason they moved to a DAO was strategic, because they just couldn't compete as a centralized corporation with these decentralized finance protocols, as he's pointing out there, that are just so agile. They can change at a moment's notice. If their DAO says go in a different direction, they go in a different direction, and they don't have to go through the legal department, etc.
And I really like that he didn't attempt to, you know, weaponize the state to crush his competitors. You know, we mentioned ThorChain earlier, which is something that Eric Voorhees, the founder of Shapeshift, actually himself promoted. Instead of trying to go to the government like, hey, look, these guys, this isn't fair. I jumped through all of your hoops. I'm doing this KYC stuff. Punish them. Instead of doing that, he said, no, they're beating us at the game that we started playing. We need to compete with them.
Change or die. And the final point he says is very much about the regulatory environment. When our adversary, and he means the state, imposes unethical restrictions on us, the product becomes worse for users, less safe, and less efficient. We can't go head-to-head with them, meaning the state, because they have infinite money and power. So we decided to change the rules of the game by decentralizing ourselves. This doesn't make Shapeshift immune to regulation, but it does completely upend the entire apparatus of how financial regulation works and applies to a centralized corporation versus a decentralized autonomous organization.
I tend to disagree, and I'm not an expert, but I think it does kind of make Shapeshift immune to regulation, because there's no one to whom they can issue a summons to enforce these their regulations. They can say that it's regulated all they want,
yeah,
but that's a meaningless claim if there's no one to actually throw in prison.
He gets to that, and there are people they could throw in prison because not everyone involved in the decentralized autonomous organization is anonymous, although there are some who are.
That's fair.
But anyway, he points out we have to... What they're entering into here is really sort of an unknown area, right? Like, the state has not yet figured out how to even try to regulate decentralized autonomous organizations.
It's still trying to figure out how to regulate Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's so far behind, it's almost laughable. It would be laughable if they weren't prosecuting people over it, the outdated regulations that they still can't figure out.
I like how the guy called it unethical regulations, because even if it is technically legal for them to regulate a business in that way, there's a system of morality outside of the law system, and a lot of people don't get that.
He says, we have to follow the laws which apply to us, but the insight was to change which rules apply to us, and even to change what us means. The next question for him, by decentralizing the company, your role of 8 years as the CEO no longer exists. How do you feel about that? He says, well, I'm definitely not leading things at this point. I'm not steering the Shapeshift DAO as the CEO, which is evident to people. It's nice to have a change of pace after a tremendously difficult and stressful 8 years. Separation and closure from that stress, having time to focus on the parts of life that were neglected for a long time, have been refreshing. It has also been inspiring to see that, even though I'm not leading it, other people are stepping into various roles and leading multiple things without central oversight or command. I can simply contribute in big or small ways. Ways, whenever and however I wish, and this can change daily or weekly. He says this is a magical point about DAOs generally. Every participant can choose to do whatever they want. Nobody has to become consumed by work, though they can if they wish. Consider the eternal debate within a corporate human resources department about maternity leave. How much is appropriate? What should be paid? Is in the DAO structure, if a woman has a baby, she doesn't have to worry about asking for anyone's permission for time off. There is dynamism in the ability to enter and exit one's participation level easily. And that's like a whole completely different paradigm, right? Like, we're talking about something that your average corporate person just cannot even fathom how this could possibly be a functioning organization. But it does.
It does seem weird, especially in the context of, you know, a pregnant woman seeking maternity leave or something like that, because as I understand the United States, it's not just about unpaid maternity leave. It's that a lot of them want paid maternity leave. And I don't know. I guess the DAO would write its own policies about that. And there would be no human resources to go to in order to contest that. It would just be what the market of that DAO demanded.
Someone can work for 6 months straight, then go live in France for a month without asking permission from anyone. And then they can return and choose to contribute again or not at the same level or different. That flexibility is fantastic, and I am just really starting to appreciate it, because into 2018, work was not at all fun for me. And we'll get into it a little bit more.
603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on this decentralized autonomous organization and how it can evidently improve people's quality of life by allowing them to drop in and out of work as they please, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Louisiana has issued a temporary restraining order against the Biden administration, forbidding it from moving ahead with its plan to end Title 42. Title 42 allows the United States to quickly deport illegal immigrants who cross into the United States if they come from a country where disease is spreading. Microsoft says there has been widespread Russian hacking in Ukraine. The report from the tech company says nearly 240 cyber attacks have been carried out by at least six hacking groups that have been linked with the Kremlin. Microsoft President Tom Burt saying the operations appear to be correlated and sometimes directly timed with its kinetic military operations. He noted a cyber attack targeted a Ukrainian broadcaster the same day a Russian missile attack struck a Kyiv TV tower. USA Radio News. A major player in the financial industry has a warning for us all.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The life of the late Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is being fondly remembered.
We miss you, but I pray to God we never stop hearing you. Just sit on our shoulder and nag us to death till we do the right thing.
During a funeral service for Albright at D.C.'s National Cathedral, former President Bill Clinton said working with Albright was an honor and joy. Clinton nominated Albright as the nation's first female Secretary of State in late 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And Ian.
And we're talking about Bitcoin, which is one of these technologies that, you know, really you should be learning about, you should be using, you should be incorporating it into your life as much as possible. But there's another technology that we've been using recently called Odyssey. It is a blockchain-based, so it wouldn't exist without Bitcoin, video sharing protocol, or media sharing protocol, to be specific. It is mostly videos on Odyssey and Library. Actually, Odyssey may only be videos. I'm not entirely sure. It's not important. What you need to know is that you can't be censored on Library. And that's the underpinning of Odyssey. On Odyssey, you can be censored because it's centralized, but realistically, they're probably not going to censor you. They certainly won't censor you over your controversial opinions. And if you've been on YouTube or any of these other video sharing sites for the last few years, you know how easy it is to catch a suspension or a strike or a ban on one of them. As I understand it, you could probably get away with putting up all of the copyrighted music you want in your videos on Odyssey. I don't know. I've never bothered to try it, but check it out. Our channel there is video.freetalklive.com. If you're sick of getting censored, check out Odyssey. Again, video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly to our channel where you can find ourselves as well as more than a million other channels of people who are just tired of constantly having a band hammer hanging over their heads. But we do have a caller. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh,
We seem to be losing you, Sarah. Go ahead.
Okay, am I okay now? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, how did I get on so fast? Usually, I can't even get on at all. Like, I have to be held on hold for 30 minutes. But is today your kind of like slow night?
Well, there are no other callers, so.
I really don't have the mental capacity right now to explain to you the ins and outs of how talk radio that you control works, but in general, most callers, when they attempt to call in, they do end up having to wait a little while.
If other people are on the line.
Yeah. Or if the discussion is, you know, really good and you just want to call in and talk about how much you love speeding cameras or red light cameras or whatever, we might make you wait a little bit.
Yeah. But I know that Friday, Saturday, the weekend nights are always packed. You know what I mean? I'm lucky if I could get on at all.
So what were you calling about, Sarah?
Okay, I got the misinformation because I thought I was getting the full-on red light cameras that get you for doing 15 wrong things through an intersection.
Hold on, Sarah. Why are you buying cameras?
No, I am not buying cameras. The city is going to put these speeding cameras.
I got confused because you said you were getting cameras. You literally said I was getting speed cameras or whatever.
And I'm so sorry. I have a head injury. You know, that all of your, I got hit in the head and then sometimes my, whatever I think about, that my mouth don't cooperate. And I've done that before.
Okay, I just assumed it was more of this whole thing of, you know, people identifying themselves as the state, the government that overrules them.
She does say we, talking about the government all the time. Like yesterday she said we made the news because a bus flipped over in New Mexico.
She did. That call was horrifying, by the way.
Well, I mean, now, I don't know, but it took them so long to, they're not allowed to release the videos of the bus crash until they waited about 3 weeks and then they were able to. So now they're talking about putting mandatory, seatbelts in all of the school buses. Only
they've been talking about that since I was a kid. They still haven't done that yet. Good. I mean, it clearly isn't going to make a difference.
But the thing is the 8 states already have it mandatory, that they're required to have seatbelts in 8 states. Well, we want to be the 9th one. They're waiting.
It's working just fine for 40-something other states to not have mandatory seatbelts.
Well, that's the big debate, because these kind of big accidents are very, very rare on a school bus.
Right.
Because the drivers are really careful. And when they do, somebody do run into them, they really don't get hurt because the buses are so big. It's a very rare thing that they have a big collision like this.
Yeah, so why would you want to force kids to wear seatbelts when these things are exceedingly rare? And even when they do happen, the chance of the bus actually being hurt, not hurt, damaged in any meaningful way that's going to affect the safety of children is negligible.
But the thing is, when something big like this happens, well, you see the kids, you know, getting all knocked over to the... Well, two of the kids...
I understand people see a video like this and they have an emotional reaction that makes them think, I have to do something, and they stop thinking about whether or not the action they're going to take is actually going to cause anything positive to happen. They're just having an emotional panic attack, and they feel like they have to do something, anything, to make that feeling go away, and it doesn't really matter to them whether or not the action they take is going to have any effect.
And usually they don't actually take action. They demand that the government take action.
Yeah, and it seems like that's what this would be. Oh, God, we know this thing almost never happens, and we know when it does happen, the kids are just fine, but we have this one video, and it makes us really upset when we watch it, so we have to do something, even though this is the first time it's happened in, you know, 15 years or whatever. It's just an emotional freakout from these people, Sarah.
Well, the thing is, they're saying that maybe 3rd graders and below, like kindergartners, and they're so little, they just buckle them down, and they don't care because they don't know any better.
But why do you want an emotional, freaking out human being to be the person who determines what your government does?
Well, Well, you know, I have a neutral, with this circumstance, where it, a lot of kids did get hurt, and then this big accident did happen. So if they do, I mean,
Yes, but you know how rare this is. You've acknowledged how rare it is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I just go kind of like, well, this only seldom happens, like, as you said, every 20 years or whatever, and... I mean, you know, people have to carry on with life of tragedies happening. They're not gonna, but, and then the bigger kids, like the middle school, they're not gonna cooperate. If you tell them you gotta wear a seatbelt, they're gonna rebel. And then how are they gonna really enforce that when they got a mind of their own?
Another good point. So why force kids to wear seatbelts? It's not going to be successful and it's not going to do any good anyway.
Yeah, but a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people do want it for some reason. Like, you know what I mean? But
Sarah? Okay, you can go either way. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Sarah. I think it's a terrible idea to let panicking parents freaking out because they saw a bus accident determine the policy for all school buses in your city or your state or your country or your county or your wherever, to let those people who are in the grips of an emotional panic attack, like, make those sorts of decisions. That's a terrible idea. I want calm. If someone else is going to make a decision that's going to affect me, I want that person to approach the situation rationally and logically, not in the middle of a panic attack because they just want something catastrophic and they're hell-bent on doing something, anything, to make it go away. We saw the same thing during COVID, during Ukraine, actually. I made this analogy that the Ukrainian situation, the sanctions, it was like a burning building. And I understand why people felt like we have to do something, anything. And the solution they came up with was to throw gasoline on it because, hey, it's a liquid, right? And they were panicking, and that was the only thing they could come up with. So sanctions on this precarious situation that's already on fire. Sure, why not? We have to do something. They're freaking out.
And the government was telling them, hey, this gasoline might work, guys.
Or you could follow the founding fathers' recommendations and have no entangling alliances and stay the F out of international conflicts.
Well, that would be ideal.
The United States hasn't been doing that for, you know, more than 100 years.
But even international stuff aside, all people really need to do is to take a moment and assess the situation. Don't panic and throw gasoline on the fire just because, yeah, sure, technically, it's a liquid.
And that's why other people shouldn't be in charge of our money, because they'll just throw money at seatbelts that will never save one life.
Solution, get your kids out of government school.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in about seatbelts and school buses. That's 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. We get in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And Ian.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about this North Korean situation. We talked about it a week or two ago of someone who pled guilty to a charge of assisting North Koreans with getting around sanctions.
Yep. I think he's sentenced like 60 months in prison.
By going to North Korea and giving them information that would allow them to bypass inhumane, barbaric, immoral sanctions imposed on them by the United States government. Things that the North Koreans, by all rights, should have a technological way of getting around. This guy, by showing them how to do that, is now fake. Or not even showing them how to do that, explaining to them the technologies that make this possible, is facing prison. He's not the only one, though. There's some others in the European Union who are now being charged, apparently, by the United States government. So it's a complete mess. We're going to talk about that later, but right now we're talking about the decentralized autonomous organization that is Shapeshift. And that didn't used to be a decentralized autonomous organization. It used to be just your regular organization with
regular corporation.
Eric Voorhees at the top and their staff and their employees and all that. And if you have that, then you have someone that you can squeeze. You have someone that you can apply pressure to and make them comply with regulations.
They had a bank account. They had an office. They had, you know, a staff. And now they don't have those things because they have decentralized the organization. And so what this is an interview with Eric, the founder of Shapeshift, former CEO. Now he's just one of many. Now he's one of the members, I guess you would use that term, of the decentralized autonomous organization. He doesn't have any rank above
anybody
else. How
does one even become a member in one of these? I mean, they don't have publicly available stocks, right?
They have tokens.
Ah.
So generally the way the decentralized autonomous organization works is those who hold the tokens have voting power.
You have to hold enough to get voting power of a certain kind or something?
The more you have, generally, and there may be different rules for different...
This is the way that Dash works, as I understand it, right?
Dash is a little different in that they have what they call masternodes in Dash, so you have to have 1,000 Dash to be a masternode. But though there are organizations of smaller holders that kind of come together to gather 1,000 Dash between them, and then they kind of share that voting power together somehow. But if you have a masternode, then you have one vote in the masternode votes. But with most decentralized autonomous organizations I've seen, it's the more tokens you have, the stronger your voting ability.
That's how I would expect it to work. And I realize that that's kind of screwed up. It rewards people for getting in early and on the ground floor and all that kind of stuff.
Those people should be rewarded.
Yeah, but I don't know.
The people who got in ground floor were the ones that saw the vision early and were willing to put, presumably, money where their mouth is and say, yeah, I think this thing's going to work. I'm going to buy, you know, $1,000 worth of it or $10,000 or whatever they put in, and they get those early tokens. And in a lot of cases, it crashes and burns, and they lose their $1,000 or their $10,000. But if it happens to work out, then good for them.
It does. And every time, you know, I think about this, I think about AirSwap, which was one of these decentralized cryptocurrency exchanges that, you know, it was Ethereum only, and it was one of the first of its kind, and it was going to be great. And wow, did it crash and burn, and did I burn so much Ethereum in that nonsense?
And I mean,
this was years ago, though. This was before Ethereum was worth, you know, $2,000 or whatever it's worth now.
You held the Ethereum, though.
But I didn't. I burned it on this useless token that I was like, you know what, that sounds great. I believe in that. Let's put some money in it.
Yeah, and I'm not any, like, brilliant investor or anything like that. You talked about Bitcoin earlier tonight. I never was smart enough to actually buy any Bitcoin. I was wise enough to not do anything with the sum that had been given to me. But ultimately, I remember being at one of the earlier Bitcoin conferences where we were broadcasting, and we interviewed the founder of Dash. And at the time, my attitude was, oh, we don't need any of these alternatives to Bitcoin. Bitcoin's great. What's wrong with Bitcoin? There's nothing wrong with Bitcoin. And at the time, there was nothing wrong with Bitcoin. Bitcoin was fast. It was cheap. You could do microtransactions on
it. That's nice.
And I thought, why do we need a governance organization for? Because that was what Dash's big change was. Beyond being four times faster at confirming their blocks on the blockchain, Dash had this decentralized autonomous thing. And I blew the thing off. We interviewed the guy, so somebody probably heard our interview and bought some Dash and got some masternodes or whatever. But, you know, I could have probably bought 1,000 masternodes for, you know, $100 or something like that, you know, back in the early days.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be exaggerating slightly, but it was very, very cheap back in the old days. So anyway, Eric Voorhees from Shapeshift talks about how his life has changed now that he's no longer the CEO, this sort of central person who has to direct this whole corporation, and all the pressure comes in on him, right? Like, whatever goes right or whatever goes wrong, he's the guy that gets blamed for it. And he says that in 2018, work was not as fun for me. All hell broke loose on the back of the regulatory coercion we faced, and we struggled for years. Also, getting back to a place where we're just having fun again is great. I love that, he says. I feel good about taking the pressure off of John, our former COO and CPO, who was there with me through those tough times. He's really thriving in the DAO environment. He's super active and is doing a great job of being a leader, but not the leader. We are both having a lot more fun. In terms of
That's awesome. I would not have expected that. I mean, it makes complete sense now that I hear it spelled out, but I would have expected that, you know, the former CEO would still maintain, you know, probably 60, 70 hours a week of just working on this thing.
Doesn't
but he's
sound
like
him.
You know what? I can pick it up when I want, and I can walk away when I want.
In terms of dissolution of the actual entity, we dismantled it and distributed its assets to shareholders who all received a decent return on their investment, plus a pile of Fox tokens for the future upside in the DAO. We gave control of the product and brand to the community, of course, and we are still a part of that community. Shapeshift is now fully open source. So the way they did this was they took their existing set of employees, their board of directors or their executives, and down to the janitor or whoever, like the lowest of customer service employees, and all of their investors, and they took some of the Fox tokens, some, I don't know how many millions of them or whatever, and they said, all right, well, this is your severance package. To their employees and said, if you want to keep on board and keep helping us with this decentralized autonomous organization, you have these tokens. This gives you voting power. So every employee of theirs was invited to continue in a decentralized manner to do whatever it is they felt called to do with the organization, and they got these tokens in. So if they wanted to say, you know what, I'm out, you know, I'm going to go work for Coinbase or something like that, they could just sell the tokens and take whatever cash in from whatever that was valued at in the market at that time.
Or they could hold all the tokens or and still go work for Coinbase.
Yeah. And or they could use the tokens to vote on the different propositions that the community was making.
But doing that doesn't consume the tokens, so they would still have the tokens.
Correct. He says, I'm most excited to see this is actually working in practice. We have a strong community made up of people from centralized Shapeshift, totally new people from all over the world, and some previous customers from years ago. And all of those people have come together without any central leader to organize around various initiatives. This is the healthiest sign I could have hoped for. I knew it could work potentially, but seeing it work in reality is awesome. We'll need a few years to see if it's a true success, but so far, so good. Next question. Can a decentralized autonomous organization be regulated? He says the answer to that is currently a big question mark. Regulations have to apply to an entity, a corporation, or an individual, and a DAO isn't any of those. It's just a name we call a group of individuals that are communicating and building together.
So he's sort of hedging his bets here. He's like, look, I'm not saying we're immune to regulation, but I'm saying it seems very difficult for them to apply regulations.
Yeah,
That's a fair way of looking at it.
He's saying we'll see. Regulators.
Plus, even if they legally can't do something, it doesn't stop them from doing something the government most of the time.
Right. It doesn't stop them dragging Eric Voorhees in and saying, hey, look, we're charging you with this and that and with this other thing unless you re-centralize Shapeshift or whatever. Because the government is that incompetent. They may genuinely not understand it. There's no going back from this.
Yeah, once this cat's out of the bag, it's a done deal. He says regulators could go after individuals in the DAO, but only if those individuals do something illegal. So each individual can choose their actions based on their risk tolerance and on their jurisdiction. Remember, this is a global organization, so not everyone's in the United States.
And that's great because they take away the hierarchy that the government thinks every single other person and organization thinks like,
correct,
just like them. So they don't have the CEO to go after anymore.
They can't go after the executives because there are no executives. The majority of financial regulatory law applies to corporate entities, and it's not clear how and to what degree that translates to individuals, nor what actions those individuals would have to take to fall under that jurisdiction.
No, that would be like holding Twitter shareholders responsible for what the board of directors does.
He says, I think it would be foolish to assume that governments will not try to regulate DAOs since they try to regulate everything. Still, they are so far behind the curve, they barely understand Bitcoin and Ethereum. All we need is time to build, and this is what we have gained.
I love that we said the same thing right when we started this article. What are your thoughts on all of this? 603-283-6160. I'm glad to hear Eric Voorhees saying these things again. It's been a rough patch for him. I'm glad.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.